And now, Deirdre Nealon, editor of Upstate Medical University's literary and visual arts journal, The Healing Muse, with this week's selection.
Thank you, Linda. I want to read two short poems that describe the initial feelings a person can have when he or she realizes a cancer diagnosis is about to come. The first poem is by a physician, Adam Posner. He practices in Washington, D.C. His poem describes the effect the diagnosis has on him, the practitioner, as he suddenly realizes the tumor is there and he must inform the patient. His poem is called 6 o'clock, 3 centimeters from the nipple. 25 minutes into a 30-minute visit, half past the start of the physical exam, I feel it, under my hand, between my second and third digits, like a pocket watch in a Dali painting, irregularly shaped, draped on the illusion of invincibility, a mass in your left breast. Time slows, as it always does, when kept by a grain of sand that refused to fall, that grew into its own hourglass. We will both remember this moment when I note space in terms of time before the digital mammogram, before the needle finer than a clock's second hand. The second poem is by a U.S. Navy veteran who later became a college English professor. His name is Robert Jacques. His poem is called Sabbatical, and he's playing on that academic notion of a sabbatical as a time away from teaching when one is supposed to work on one's literary goals. But the cancer diagnosis his speaker has just heard changes all that. Here is his sabbatical. No, I won't be here for that, nor for honors that follow, or horrors, or parties, or tumult. I put down my yen and talents, such as they are, for nothing more than time away with my thoughts, myself alone, to do whatever with whatever, come to terms with muscle, bone. Did I hear someone whisper cancer? What power that word has to scar an affable rest, time away from time and all its useful purposes, a holiday from stress. Chemo cocktails, sun-like radiation, me unbusy and less.